Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today we take up from where we left off, beginning with diary entry number 1744. May you be adored, O merciful God of ours, O all-powerful Lord and Creator. In deepest humility, we give you praise, plunging ourselves into the ocean of your Godhead. But man did not persevere in the hour of trial. At the instigation of the evil one, he became unfaithful to you. He lost your grace and gifts. Only misery was left him, and tears, suffering, sorrow, and bitterness, until he would rest in the grave. But you, O merciful God, did not let humanity perish, and gave it the promise of a Redeemer. You did not let us despair, despite our grave offenses, and you sent your prophets to Israel. Still, day and night, mankind cries out to you from the abyss of misery, sin, and all pain. Hear the moaning and the tears, you who reign in heaven. God of great mercy, God of compassion. Man erred, but he cannot ask pardon, because a gaping chasm has appeared between God and man. With the voice of his misery he cries out, Mercy! But Yahweh is silent, and century after century passes on. But the longing of all humankind grows deeper, a longing for him who has been promised. Come, Lamb of God, take away our vile sins. Come, illumine our darkness like a ray of light. Humanity calls out to you unceasingly, O Lord of Lords, calls out to your unfathomable mercy, to your compassion. O great Yahweh, grant that we may make atonement. Remember your goodness and forgive us our sins. The infinite goodness of God in sending us his only begotten Son. God, you did not destroy man after his fall, but in your mercy you forgave him. You forgave in a divine way, that is, not only have you absolved him from guilt, but you have bestowed upon him every grace. Mercy has moved you to deign to descend among us and lift us up from our misery. God will descend to earth. The immortal Lord of Lords will abase himself. But where will you descend, Lord? Will it be to the Temple of Solomon? Or will you have a new tabernacle built for yourself? Where do you intend to come down? O Lord, what kind of tabernacle shall we prepare for you, since the whole earth is your footstool? You have indeed prepared a tabernacle for yourself, the Blessed Virgin. Her immaculate womb is your dwelling place, and the inconceivable miracle of your mercy takes place, O Lord. The Word becomes flesh. God dwells among us, the Word of God, mercy incarnate. By your descent, you have lifted us up to your divinity. Such is the excess of your love, the abyss of your mercy. Heaven is amazed at the superabundance of your love. No one fears to approach you now. You are the God of mercy. You have compassion on misery. You are our God, and we are your people. You are our Father, and we are your children by grace. Praise be to your mercy, that you have deigned to descend among us. Here, St. Faustina continues her reflections on the goodness of God in creating mankind. She writes about the original sin and its consequences. But in his mercy, God would promise us a Redeemer. The Old Testament is filled with prophecies of the Messiah, the Anointed One, who would come to save us. She writes of God, in his compassion, hearing the cries from earth of mankind, which was in need of him. The lie of the original sin was that you don't need God. Jesus told us that without him, we can do nothing. Faustina writes that our longing for a Redeemer grew through all the suffering of the Old Testament, slavery in Egypt, the Exodus in the desert, the Babylonian exile, wars, plagues, a flood, famine, etc. And we have to remember human sinfulness as well, mankind's constantly breaking the covenant with God. In response to mankind's pleas, God sends us his only begotten Son. In his mercy, God did not destroy us. He forgave us. He has also given us every grace imaginable so that we can live with him forever. St. Faustina writes about the incarnation. The eternal God became a man. He takes flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, his simple tabernacle. He is born very simply so that even the simple, the poor, and the outcasts won't be afraid to approach him. We praise God for his mercy. This is a beautiful teaching about salvation history. It is good to be reminded of all that God has done for us.